Welcome to the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday morning, June 11th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of industry and manufacturing news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
Kamada Q1 results, double-digit growth, company reiterates guidance as it hits multiple milestones, including plasma business expansion. Kamada Ltd. reported earnings for Q1 2025, with revenue up 17% and adjusted EBITDA up 54% year-over-year. Revenue growth was attributed to Glassia and Camrab sales. Gross margins rose to 47%. Kamada reiterated its 2025 guidance, with total revenue expected between $178 million and $182 million. The company also hit milestones, launching a post-marketing research program for Cytogam and expanding its plasma business with a new collection center in San Antonio, Texas. Kamada inked a deal to provide Camrab and Verizig in Latin America, expecting $25 million in revenue. The company continues to invest in its growth pillars, aiming for profitable growth and enriching its product portfolio.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.